terrifying. That's not the time to turn to the Lord. The time to turn to the Lord is now. Today is the day of salvation. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart, because we are now entering the terrifying end game. Thanks for joining us. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries. Get a copy of my book, The Secret of the Lord. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and to them he will show his covenant. Today, your gift of $20 or more to Save America Ministries will put that book in your hands. It's on our website, saveus.org. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you. Be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, we'd hoped to have Richard Gage on this evening. And Richard Gage, of course, directs the architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. And we were going to do a program on the scam of that horrible situation where they killed almost 3,000 Americans so they could get us into a war on terrorism. It was a government operation. Who in the government? I think we can safely say it was the neocons. It was Donald Rumsfeld. It was certainly Dick Cheney. It was all of the neocons working at the highest levels of our government who engineered this whole thing. And, of course, President Bush was forced to go along with it, whether he wanted to or not. Basically, they wanted an excuse to go to war. They had to create one, just as they created the sinking of the Maine in 1898, just as they had the sinking of the Lusitania in 1915, just as we had the attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941. And ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who don't know why American banks and American corporations built up the military in Germany, not only before the war, but during the war and all during the war, Second World War, when American boys were dying on the beaches of Normandy, why General Motors and Ford and GE and AT&T and IBM and Brown Brothers, Harriman and Exxon and 100 major American corporations were financing and building the weapons for the Nazis. You have to have an enemy if you're going to have a war. And, of course, that's what the whole war on terrorism is today. We have to have an enemy to rally the people behind the government. And, well, it doesn't look like we're going to be able to get our regularly scheduled guests, so it's going to be open lines. I'd like to know what you think about, certainly, any subject at all, but as long as we don't have Richard here, let's go a little bit into the background of what really happened on September 11th. Well, only most of this happened long before, almost a year before the 9/11 attack. One of the hijackers actually had defected. He'd been trained as a hijacker. He was certainly in New Jersey, as I remember. And he went to the FBI and said, look, I was trained. We were trained over in Pakistan. And we were going to, because you learn how to hijack planes, and we were going to suddenly threaten to crash them into buildings, and if necessary, crash them into buildings. And suddenly we were brought over here, and there's certainly a whole flock of us already when the word is given, but I don't want to be part of it. And the FBI agents there in New Jersey believed him, and they reported to Washington, D.C., and the orders came from Washington, D.C., get this man out of the country as soon as possible. And they actually sent two FBI agents with him, And you can look this story up on the internet. It's there. We have this. And certainly Dr. Cuddy tells us in some of his books he's written about the 9/11 attack. They knew the attack was coming. Four of the 9/11 hijackers were actually trained at the naval base in Florida. Three or four of the hijackers learned to fly at the naval base in Florida. But you're never going to hear this discussed on the air today. And, of course, they knew the attack was coming. They knew when the attack was coming. But even more than that, of course, the buildings didn't come down because the planes crashed into them. You saw that. You assumed that the planes brought down those buildings. But they were beautiful examples of controlled demolition. And that's what architects and engineers, I think there's 1,600 architects and engineers have said that was certainly the fires did not bring down those buildings. They were controlled demolition. Well, it's open lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Give us a call right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and fortunately we got hold of Richard Gage from Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, and Richard certainly is an architect. And when he saw the pictures of the Twin Towers coming down, he recognized this wasn't a spontaneous collapse in any way related to the fires in the buildings or those buildings being hit by planes. This was a controlled demolition, a very, very skillfully done controlled demolition, but it was a controlled demolition. Now, for the amateur on this. Basically, if you have never really analyzed what's going on, and I will tell you that it took me 2 years to convince myself that this was controlled demolition. But you watch Building 7 come down, and the first thing you notice with Building 7 is that the center of the roof collapses first, and that's so that they take out the central support so the walls will fall in. Then they destroy the base of the building, and it falls at the rate of gravity. That's a controlled demolition. And once I was convinced that Building 7 was a controlled demolition, then it was just a matter of time before we realized that certainly the Twin Tower were controlled demolition as well. So why don't you just go right ahead, and we do have a caller on, but I'm going to ask our caller, Jay, calling from SoCal, but I'm going to ask him simply to hang up now and let you tell the story, and then later on when we open the lines again, why we'll be glad to have Jay call back. But Richard, you go ahead and tell the story, certainly of what you have come up with, what the people in your organization have come up with. Go ahead.
Yes, Stan. We have 1,700 architects and engineers signed on to our petition demanding a new, a real investigation. We never really even had an investigation. In fact, we didn't have an investigation because this was not a crime. It was declared an act of war. Therefore, the evidence could be destroyed with impunity. That's exactly what happened after the disaster at the World Trade Center. The steel was hauled away at 400 truckloads per day, and being sold to China for recycling. This is one of many of the reasons why we have so many technical and building professionals demanding this investigation, and why 43 of them appear in our new DVD, 9/11 Explosive Evidence, Experts Speak Out.
And I think it's what's so amazing about the debris. I've talked to people who were there, and there was no debris. There was certainly the steel was there, and there was the dust that was there, but all the furniture had seemed to have vaporized. Almost all of the telephones had vaporized. The filing cabinets had vaporized. Certainly, many of the, well, there were over 1,000 bodies of the people who were in those buildings that simply vaporized. They weren't there. Certainly, if there had been a collapse, as we've been told, why, the bodies would have been crushed, but the bodies would have been there. But almost all of the contents of the buildings just vaporized, and the only way to do that would be with some sort of explosives. Wouldn't that be a fair appraisal, Richard?
That's what the evidence leads us to, because you call it vaporized, but it's an incredible quantity of powder, 200,000 tons of powder. 90,000 tons of concrete was turned to powder. 10,000 file cabinets were turned to small metal filing. I don't know how that happened, but they only found one small piece of one steel filing cabinet. This is really incredible. But the larger structural steel sections are being hurled out of the sides of each of these towers at incredible speed, 60 to 70 miles an hour, landing 600 feet away. This is a lateral ejection, like a cannon, of 4-ton perimeter wall units. This takes incredible energy, and this is happening all around on every side of the towers, such that the perimeter is like 1,400 feet around each of the towers. Most of the material, 98% of the contents of these buildings, including the structure, is distributed well outside the perimeter. What does that tell us? That tells us that this is not a gravity-driven collapse, as we're told in the official report. Gravity works downward. We should have seen 110 floors piled up at the bottom of either of these twin towers, stacked up like pancakes, certainly mangled, but at least 20, 30 stories tall, one would expect these collapsing floors to be, right there in the middle, but there's only a two-story pile sitting there. And we have these incredible plumes rejection of pulverized building materials in explosive ejections occurring 20, 40, even 60 stories down below this so-called zone of destruction. These are occurring at 200 feet per second. These are explosive speeds. This is not puffs of air being pushed out by the by air being compressed in the elevator shaft and then it has to come out somewhere. Because if that were the case, that air would have blown out all the windows all the way around where it finally did get into the tenant space.
And wasn't there molten steel in the basement of that building for weeks afterward? Molten steel?
Well, that's what they called it. The first responders, the structural engineers, the iron workers saw incredible quantities, tons of river. The structural engineer of the World Trade Center himself called it a little river of steel flowing. Well, tests have been done on this material. It turns out to be iron, molten iron. This is not steel at all. It's elemental iron. This is the byproduct of thermite. Thermite is an incendiary used by the military to cut through steel like a hot knife through butter. And this is what is seen not only in the basements of the towers, but pouring out of the South Tower minutes prior to its collapse at the point of jet plane entry. You know it's not aluminum because aluminum doesn't glow bright yellow in daylight conditions, even white.
Of course, iron is what they use to make steel. They heat iron up and they temper it and it becomes steel. But of course, if you overheat steel, it can turn back to iron. Is that what you're saying?
No, the steel did not melt, other than at ends where there's documentation of steel beams at the ends of them actually evaporating, as described by fire protection engineer Jonathan Barnett in the FEMA report. This is actually elemental iron, not a steel alloy, because the way they make thermite is with iron oxide and aluminum powder, and they mix it. And so when it is ignited, it ejects molten iron as its byproduct, and that's what is found by FEMA in the ends of these beams. They say molten iron invading the steel. And the USGS finds tons, billions of these iron microspheres throughout all the World Trade Center dust. It's the signature element of the World Trade Center dust. And these are smaller than the human hair, most of them, and they have the ingredients of thermite in them, aluminum, manganese, iron, carbon.
And of course, they can't let the American people know that they killed those people. That total crass indifference to human life and human suffering. And they murdered them because they needed to get the American people up in arms so we would be willing to go into this war, first with Afghanistan and then with Iraq. And everybody only knows what other wars. Well, we're really at war with Pakistan. We're over there killing women and children with our drones, you know, our precision drone bombing. But of course, it keeps killing women and children. Well, but it's precision. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're killing women and children. If it's precision, they must know exactly what they're doing. But where's the outcry from the American people? Nobody really cares, because we got football now, ladies and gentlemen, and boy, my team's doing really well. But maybe we ought to be concerned, because men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to refute, or the evils they fail to oppose. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Richard, are you on your cell phone?
Yes, I sure am.
Would you be able to get on a hard phone when we go to our break?
It's worse.
All right, fine. Then we'll just stick with the cell phone. It's doing pretty well. Go right ahead. Anyway, of course, now more and more information is coming out. That's the over 1,700 architects and engineers, the man in independent investigation, and the people in government The invisible government that really runs things, not our government, but certainly the people who control the congressmen and certainly bribe the congressmen and senators. We've got the finest legislators money could buy. Now, very few of them have the courage to speak out. In fact, do you get any support at all for an independent investigation now to find out who is responsible for the murder of almost 3,000 Americans?
We are getting some support. We were the most watched video on all of the PBS network, above Masterpiece Theater and Nova. That was pretty cool, and the most shared video as well. Now we're number four as watched video, and this is because of the amazing efforts of a development director in Colorado Public Television. So we're getting some headway. Today, Ed Asner was interviewed, and they showed Building 7 going down, and Ed narrating our 15-minute documentary on World Trade Center 7 with our logo on it. So we were delighted to have that exposure. That's brand new on TV.
What's the title of your new DVD? We do carry it, but what's the title of it?
Yes, it's 9/11 Explosive Evidence Expert Out.
9/11 Explosive Evidence. We do have that, ladies and gentlemen. We want you to get it. We want you to watch it. We want you to tell other people they killed those people. The murderers are loose. We should be having an outcry. Every American should be talking about it. We'll be back in just a moment with Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact, and the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
This is Dan, and we have, of course, with us Richard Gates of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. And they have a new DVD. Now, we carry the two DVDs they put out on the taking down of the Twin Towers, but they have a new DVD on Building 7. And it was Building 7 that finally convinced me that this whole thing was controlled demolition. When you know that, recognize Building 7 was controlled demolition, then you realize the others were, and you begin looking much more carefully, and you can see the evidence of the controlled demolition. Basically, of course, there was a man named Jimmy Walters. He was a multimillionaire, a building developer, and he lived in New York. He saw the buildings come down that very day they came down. He spent $8 million of his own money running ads in the local newspapers, certainly running ads, certainly on television, saying this was a controlled demolition. What happened to Jimmy Walters? They threatened his life. They put big boulder on the hood of his car, and he moved to England or in Europe where he was in hiding. Now, if there was nothing to conceal, why did they threaten Jimmy Walters, and who threatened him? And then, of course, we had Sergeant Leo Chavez, who had been at CENTCOM headquarters on the day of the attack. He came onto our program, the last program, to my knowledge, that he ever did. He came onto a program. He talked about the fact there was a stand-down order that morning about all the war games they had that morning, simulating planes being hijacked and crashed into buildings. They had these, and he told the story. We have a two-hour interview with him and our four tape set. Why did the buildings come down? And Sergeant Leo Chavez disappeared after that. I've never been able to reach him since that time. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not talking about imaginary things. There was a gentleman, I'm sure Richard knows his name, who was in Building 7 that morning. And he talked about hearing the explosions there when he was in the building. And 2 days before they came out with a report, and I think it was, what, was it 2009 or 2010, they came out with a report on Building 7, Richard?
That was 2008, the final report.
Okay, fine. Well, a couple of days before that report came out, this man just mysteriously died. And I know some people who put out money, get a private investigator to find out why he died. The day after hiring the private investigator came to him, and this is the fellow who'd put out another film on 9/11, and basically he was given his money back, and the private detective said, take your money, I don't want anything to do with this, and never ask me what I found. I mean, this is not imaginary. We have him on record as telling that story. So basically, I don't think there's any question. There's a cover-up, and the question is, who is covering it up, and why is there no outcry from our media? But go right ahead, Richard.
Yeah, we were talking about Building 7 and the evidence there, but what's more equally interesting is that the BBC reported the collapse of this building 20 minutes before it actually happened. They apologized for this error, of course, citing the confusing events of the day. What, does this make them psychic? This is really extraordinary. I mean, there were no other buildings that collapsed except the major two Twin Towers that morning. And the CNN actually announced the collapse of this building at 11:07 in the morning. Now, they said, they even described that there's a canyon of smoke and everything. But then they said a 50-story building went down. There was no 50-story building went down. Now, had it gone down at that time, we would not have the amazing videos of it that we do today. It would have been obscured by the massive dust cloud created by the Twin Towers. So many people in the 9/11 Truth Movement believe that it was supposed to have gone down. Something was wrong. That's why there's construction workers coming out of Building 7 and going into it, even though it's got these fires in it, even though the firemen aren't allowed to put it out. And then CNN catches one of these construction workers walking toward the camera. It's all on our DVD. And the construction worker hears an explosion. Building 7 looks back, then looks straight into the camera and says, "See that building? It's coming down." And then another guy says, "The building's going to blow up, flame and debris coming down."
And so they knew ahead of time, ladies and gentlemen. We say, well, if this is true, why don't people speak out, ladies and gentlemen? They'll kill them. They will kill them. I do think for 1 minute they won't. I mean, I talked to Jimmy Walters a number of times, and he was afraid for his life, and that's why he and moved to Europe. This is certainly Sergeant Leo Chavez. It's two I know of, the fellow in building number 7 who was there that morning, who talked about the explosion. He died just before the report came out under very mysterious circumstances. We're not talking about imaginary things. They cannot let the American people know the truth. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We'll take calls, and I'm sure Rich would be glad to talk to you. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Oh. Don't hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. My guest is Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Richard, how can people get to your website and get more information about your organization and the things that you're doing? And basically, how long is that new film on the building number 7 been available? We don't carry that one yet. We really should. Is that available on your website? Is that available for sale? What about that?
Yes, indeed. The Building 7 documentary is 15 minutes long. It's extraordinary. It's free on YouTube, actually. You can see it on the left side of our website, which is ae911truth.org. Ed Asner narrates it, and it's extraordinary. Nobody can watch this and then agree with the official story any longer. Fire didn't bring these buildings down. You can Google Ed Asner Building 7 on YouTube and see it as well.
All right, fine. So basically go to YouTube to see that Building 7 come down. But if you have any question at all, that this whole story has been altered, that they killed the people because they wanted to get us an excuse to get us into the war. Why, watch Building 7 come down. I haven't seen it, but I'm sure it's good. And I always used to think Ed Asner was a radical leftist. Right now, I think he's a good patriot. He's got a lot more courage than a lot of the people that we've always had a respect for, but they're certainly not going to come forward and tell the truth. And that is that they murdered 3,000 Americans that day. And the media is controlled, and they're not going to focus our attention on it. Well, let's go to Ed, see if he has a quick question. Ed, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Question. I'll take these off the air. Dr. Stan, Willie Brown, of all people, being warned the day before not to take a plane flight, recall that?
Yes, that was Mayor Willie Brown you're talking about.
Yeah.
Mayor Willie Brown, yes, I know that story very, very well. Go ahead.
I wanted to, if you could talk about that, I wanted to mention, has anybody ever done a study as to who the top people were that were also warned not to come into work that day?
Well, we know that there were people in the Joint Chiefs of Staff that were told not to actually fly on the September 11th. And that story you'll find in Dr. Cuddy's book on 9/11. And then, of course, as far as Mayor Willie Brown is concerned, there was an article that was in the San Francisco Chronicle the day after the attack. It was only in one edition of the Chronicle. All the other editions had a picture of a llama or something of this sort on that same page. But in the morning edition, which we have, which we make available for people if they want to see it, there was an article where Willie Brown had come forward and said that he was warned on the evening of September 10th not to fly the following morning. And because, of course, and he didn't say why he was warned, but he was just warned, and so he didn't fly the following morning. Well, of course, I wanted to check the story out. I personally called the press secretary for Willie Brown. He confirmed the story, told me this wasn't the first time that it happened. This was some sort of a security agent for the mayor. And there had been at least one other occasion where the mayor had been told not to fly, but he's been specifically told on the evening of September 11th not to fly, on the evening of September the 10th not to fly on the 11th. But I will point out that recently Mayor Willie Brown, when asked about this, had totally forgotten the incident and said he didn't remember it at all. Well, I still have the clipping. One of my newsletters tells about my conversation with Willie Brown's press secretary. But Willie Brown, I'm sure, doesn't want to end up like a lot of other people have, floating in the ocean, floating in the bay. So Willie Brown has conveniently forgotten all about that. Anything else you want to say, Ed?
The only thing about that moment I'm trying to articulate is names of people, of top CEOs of companies that existed in those buildings. If anybody's done a study as to who...
We really have not, and to my knowledge, nobody has. Richard, do you know of anybody who's done a study of the key people, CEOs, who were told not to fly that morning?
Yeah, actually, Kevin Ryan has an excellent study of just that. And where they were in the building, interestingly enough, relative to where the jet plane hit, there were retrofits. in those buildings. But they're actually, I'm mixing up two different articles, but both of them are on Journal of 9/11 Studies.com.
That's Journal of 9/11 Studies.com. Okay, fine. Why don't you go there? And if anybody else has a question for Richard, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. A great deal of intense investigation and study has been done on this issue, and of course it's been totally suppressed by the controlled media. But certainly I'm just so pleased, of course, that Richard was able to get his second video on the Twin Towers coming down on PBS. How were you able to get up there on PBS, Richard?
It's a fascinating story of persistence on the part of 9/11 truth activists in educating their local PBS development director over a period of a couple of years, finally culminating in them showing 9/11 freedom to fascism. No, America, freedom to fascism. A great film. And then 9/11 Press for Truth was shown also on PBS in Colorado. So, like half of Coloradans. And then our first film, 9/11 Blueprint for Truth, was shown. And when we finished this one, 9/11 Explosive Evidence, Experts Speak Out, it was then shown. And it got picked up and shared so much so that we're getting some bites now from other PBS stations who seem like they want to show it. But there's some hurdles to overcome. Internally, I guess, politically, as a nation, about showing such controversial information.
All right, I think that's great. Well, basically, we have a morning program there in Littleton, Colorado. If it gets most of the northern part of Colorado, gets into Denver, Fort Collins, Boulder, gets into Wyoming. So we have a pretty good outreach there. In fact, I think we have you scheduled for one of our morning programs there in the Denver region. And certainly, we'll hope that we'll get a good response. But it's amazing when people hear the truth, and whenever, of course, well, we have a radio outreach, which we have certainly in Washington, the state of Washington. We have certainly a very excellent outreach in the state of Michigan, upstate New York, certainly in Cincinnati, and certainly, of course, all across the country, but certainly in the areas where a lot of people listen to our programs. Why, of course, it really changes the whole outlook here in where I live, the city, where I live, the county where I live. It's certainly a very, very liberal county here in California. And yet, of course, we had a 20% Republican vote for Ron Paul, the highest vote for Ron Paul anywhere in the state of California. And I think it's simply our radio station and one other radio station telling the truth, because much other stations much larger. But the other station, the two stations telling the truth, people hear and they begin to understand. Well, let's go. We have a caller from the Aptos area in Santa Cruz. Hello, Barbara. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you. I want to appreciate Dr. H from being on with you, but and I understand all of what he's talking about as far as the demolitions are concerned. I was just wondering, is the engineers looked at all of the information, if they had ever noticed how fast the debris was removed from the site? Looking at it before they just took it out as fast as they could?
They wouldn't let anybody look at it. I mean, they basically prevented anybody from investigating. Wasn't that right, Richard?
The American Society of Civil Engineers was given what they call a tourist tour through the site. They weren't allowed to really look at the steel or examine it in detail. They weren't given blueprints. They weren't given any funding, and then FEMA finally came up with some funding, $600,000, and then the results of that got overturned by NIST when they took over the investigation and eliminated that Appendix C altogether, which documented the hot sulfur corrosion melting and iron, molten iron on the steel. So Yes, and to answer your first question, 400 truckloads per day were removed out of that site, to where within a couple of months, I think it was certainly Building 7 had been cleared away. And, I mean, when you have a crash of an airline, they save, the airliner, they save all the pieces, they lay it out, they try to understand it, there's a forensic examination of the steel, the aluminum in the case of the aircraft, in a building, it's the steel section. None of that was done with the, with very, very few exceptions. 200 pieces of steel, I think, were saved by NIST ultimately, and their documentation, for instance, their metallographic pain analysis determined that the steel selected to its point in the building closest to the hottest office fires, they found that that steel only got to be about 250 degrees centigrade, 500 degrees Fahrenheit. And these are indicating that these temperatures were not even hot enough to weaken the steel structurally. This is amazing. And yet, the dichotomy here is that you have all of this evidence of molten iron and steel, mostly molten iron, which they completely deny any evidence for, even though there's photographs of it, videos of it pouring out of the South Tower 10 minutes prior to its collapse, the dust full of molten iron. They deny those temperatures. They're stuck between a rock and a hard place, and they have lots of inconsistencies to try to obscure in their final report.
But, of course, the thing is they can depend upon the indifference of the American people, because it wasn't our father or our son or our daughter who died there. So the average American isn't concerned. We always have some other new crisis. They always create new crises. They focus our attention on all the wrong things. They manipulate our reality. Barbara, what we need to do is to keep hammering away at this. The murderers are on the loose, and we do know that George Bush, certainly George W. Bush, immediately after 9/11, shortly after that, he and his family bought 200,000 acres of land in Paraguay, where, of course, they would be able to escape and not be extradited if the American people ever learned about the murder. I don't think that he was primarily responsible. I think that he knew about it. He didn't plan it. He's not smart enough to plan it. But certainly, George Bush, of course, wanted to be able to get away, because if the American people ever really understood, they murdered those women and they murdered those people, and somebody is responsible, the murderers are still on the loose. Go right ahead, Barbara. Do you have another question or comment?
No, it's just the fact that, you know, I agree with everything that, Richard Gage is talking about. In fact, it just has to be, you know, a planned demolition. All you have to do is watch how they bring down the buildings in Las Vegas, and they came down exactly as the especially Building 7 came down. But it was, but I think the one thing that really struck me as I watched day by day, you know, on the television, was the fact how fast they got that debris out of there. I mean, it was just unbelievable. And that's what people have to understand. They wanted to get rid of that evidence as fast as they could.
I think you're absolutely right. Anything else, Barbara?
No, thank you so much.
God bless. Thanks very much. And any thoughts on that? A telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Ladies and gentlemen, the murderers are still on the loose. They're entirely free. And, of course, they've done everything they could to destroy or kill people who knew what was going on. And certainly we talked about Sergeant Leo Chavez, who disappeared after being on our radio program. Certainly the gentleman who was in the twin in the building number 7, I've forgotten his name, you probably know it, Richard, but he died two days before that report came out in 2008. Do you think that's just a coincidence, ladies and gentlemen? We'll go right ahead, Richard.
Yeah, that was Barry Jennings, who worked in the 23rd floor in the Department of Housing, something like that, in the city. And he was he documented that he heard explosions, and Michael Hess, the attorney for Giuliani, was also talking about explosions. And inside the building, and this is well after the towers had come down, I think it's before the towers came down, but everybody else, I guess, had been evacuated out there. So when they got down to the lobby, it was completely destroyed. And they even claimed they were falling over dead bodies, which the official story tells us there were no lives lost in Building 7. So there's some important testimony there, too, and you're right. He has died very mysteriously, and the family is not talking. And, in fact, they've moved and can't smoke it.
All right, well, let's go to Sam, who's calling from Cincinnati, Ohio. Hi, Sam. How are we doing? Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, thank you very much. Let me ask you this, because whenever I brought up this possibility of, you know, foul play happening at 9/11, and here's the objection that someone once said to me. He said, how could explosives be planted on bare steel, you know, like in the Trade Center towers? And also, when I mentioned explosions, he says, well, what do you think things are going to sound like when the buildings are coming down?
All right, fine. Good question. Let's ask that to our guest here. How would they get the thermite on there? And because would you get the details? Because my understanding is that basically they close the building down on the weekends for several weekends there, where they brought teams in to work on the core part of the building on the elevator. What was that all about, Richard?
Well, there's one or two witnesses that described a partial shutdown of one of the buildings on the weekend prior to 9/11. And I don't deem that as enough evidence to go by. But I will speculate, because what we also know is that there was a major modernization of the elevator system in the Twin Towers the 9 months prior to 9/11. That's the kind of time frame you need plan and test those explosives. ACE Elevator had this contract. We certainly want an investigation of their activities. They had 85 employees, in fact, in the building when the first plane hit the first tower, and they fled. And they didn't stick around to rescue the victims, which is what is normal behavior for these types of individuals.
Hold that thought.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
AE911truth.org link. Every architect and engineer you can find, and everybody else that you know.
All right, fine, Richard. Richard's just saying, tell everybody about this. Get the DVDs. You can see the one on Building 7 coming down. Just put in YouTube at Axner Building Number 7. YouTube at Axner Building Number 7. Or certainly, then, of course, we carry the other two films that they put out. And we actually have a couple of four-tape sets on this, four CD sets. We have another one called, Why Did the Buildings Come Down? And that, of course, includes the interview with Sergeant Leo Chavez, who is never seen, to my knowledge, after he was on our program. Sam wants to call, but I'm afraid, Sam, we're not going to get to you. But, Bridget, thank you very much for being with us, and we look forward to having you on one of our other programs later this week.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Okay, fine. And so this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty suddenly is going to be holding an all-day conference. It's going to be on the 21st of October, and it's going to start at 8:15 in the morning, and it's going to go until 6 o'clock in the evening. We're bringing speakers from across America. We're serving lunch. So you're going to need reservations. Looks like we're going to have a great crowd. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 to reserve a place, and if you need information on where to stay, why, of course, we'll get you information. Call us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We do have a new advertiser. It's Jigsaw Magnesium, Jigsaw Magnesium. And certainly the product is certainly recommended by Dr. Russell Blaylock, one of our good friends. My wife actually takes it and swears by it. If you'd like to know more about Jigsaw Magnesium, you can give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, and they'll certainly give you a call back, and it's a great product. Jigsaw Magnesium, because most Americans are deficient in magnesium. Then, of course, we hope, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you will. Then, of course, if you have not heard my talk on The Dark Secret or on The Forbidden Secret, these are DVDs, and there's actually syllabuses with both of those, so that you can verify what we're saying. We've got a great talk. It's called Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. Comes with a great syllabus. It goes into a lot of the suppressed information on Agenda 21. We have another talk on population control, the covert agenda. Population control, the covert agenda. If you want to know about vaccines, you need to hear my talk, The Specter Haunting America. The Specter Haunting America. That, of course, is the talk on vaccines, and they're killing older people with vaccines. They put mercury and aluminum and formaldehyde and suddenly all sorts of methanol toxic substances into our vaccines, and they're giving them to our infants in the nursery. They know exactly what they're doing. And then they're poisoning our water. And if you haven't heard my talk on water fluoridation, it's called The Hidden Agenda. The Hidden Agenda. And then, of course, there's an excellent syllabus that goes with that. And so we try to get the information for you and the verification for it. And because you get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get Richard Gage's two videos, which we carry, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. The first one we've had for a number of years. The second one is just out, but they're both available. If you call us at 1-800-544-8927, you can go to our webpage, radioliberty.com. You can watch our DVDs there. You can listen to our radio programs, Sydney, 24 hours a day, either live or archived. You can hear Joyce Riley and a couple of our other friends. We do have a satellite site. We operate it 24 hours a day. It's all expensive. You're in a position to help us financially. We can certainly use your help. And you can, of course, help us by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. Join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Or if you have a product you'd like to advertise with us, that's a big help. Anything you can do to help Radio Liberty so we can maintain our network of stations, because most ministries are having problems today, and we are as well, but hopefully we're going to be able to continue broadcasting as long as God sees fit.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish, who's an Israeli patriot who lived in Israel for 30 or more years doing investigative reporting, was actually able to break a number of the stories over there about the assassination, the murder of Rabin, who was the premier over there, and of course it was a government operation, just exactly like the murder of John Fitzgerald Kennedy here, and basically, of course, much of the other corruption that goes on at the highest level of the government over there. And of course, because Barry was getting too close to this center of evil, there were threats against his life, and that's why he came to the United States, and we enjoy having him on. But we've done a couple of programs on one of our other stations dealing with the anti-Semitism and the origin of certainly there is a group within the Jewish religion who say they're Jews, but they really hate Judaism. They're doing everything they can to destroy the Jewish people. They actually were responsible for the establishment of the State of Israel. Few Jews really understand what's going on. Barry has an excellent evaluation of this, and so I'm going to ask Barry just to pick up the story and go from there. Go right ahead, Barry.
Yeah, we've done it on a station and a half. And now what I'm going to try tonight is if it's possible to do the whole hour on the show tonight, and we won't have to do a part two. It's not the kind of thing I'm going to do very often. And
well, if you have to do it twice, don't worry. We'll get you on next week. So if you can't get it all in 1 hour, we'll do it again next week. Go ahead.
Well, we'll do our best. You know, lately, I've had this DVD. Steve Stavro was the director. It's, well, in short, it's the Vatican is to blame for everything. And I am one of four commentators. I had Bill Hughes, another commentator, on a few weeks ago, and he's supposed to be the expert on the Illuminati, and he discussed the Jesuits and the concentration camps they set up throughout South America. And, well, I said, by the way, collectives. Let's use his word, the collectives that they put Indians into. And I said, well, that sounds a lot like kibbutzim. And he didn't know what a kibbutz was. Now, look, his explanation of the Illuminati without any understanding of the Sabbateans has massive gaps in it.
Well, I think so, Barry. The difficulty is that a lot of people want to blame everything on the Jews. Some people want to blame everything on the Jesuits. Some people want to blame everything on the Vatican. Some people want to blame everything on the Illuminati, and others want to blame it all on the Masons. And they don't understand that there's an element of truth in all of those. Certainly not every Jesuit's a bad person. Most of the people in the Vatican are not bad people. Certainly most Jews are wonderful people, but there is an element in all of them that is, and there certainly is, certainly an element within Masonry and certainly within the Illuminati, which I'm sure exists today, that wants to destroy modern civilization. Do you agree with that or not?
That was a mouthful, but what the heck? We're diving into the Sabbateans tonight, and that's pretty not understood.
And I think it's so vitally important people understand the Sabbateans. Who is the body? Who is Joseph Frank? What is this really all about? Well, Barry does a wonderful job of explaining this. And here's a group of people who claim to be Jews, but certainly do not support Judaism.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Telling us about a book on 50 Jewish messiahs. He's telling us about a fellow named Sabati, who actually lived in the 1600s in Gaza, which at that time was part of Turkey. And this was a rabbi that had a great following. And basically, many people felt he was the Jewish messiah. And many of them had sold all their worldly possessions to go up on the top of the mountains to wait to be whisked away into this wonderful utopian future. But Sabati, of course, had a different approach, and he changed much of the teachings, the traditional teachings of Judaism. And this was in the 1600s. Most people never heard of Sabati, but he certainly was one of the most prominent rabbis of that time, the most prominent leaders. But, of course, he led literally millions of people astray. Pick the story up from there.
He was the most influential Jewish rabbi of the 17th century. No one came close, right? Look, what he proclaimed was that the messianic times were coming. That was his hint that he was the Messiah. Before that, it was just a Messiah. He would proclaim that it was him later on. But he proclaimed that in messianic times, God permitted everything. Now, look, this is Rabbi Ampelman's central assertion that Sabbateanism was the polar opposite of Judaism. That Shabbat Shvi's program was to destroy the tenets of the Torah and replace them with his peculiar vision.
Well, for our listeners, though, Rabbi Adelman is still living. I can remember reading his book probably 45 years ago. And Rabbi Adelman wrote this book about the opiate, that's not the exact title, but it's pretty
close.
To eliminate the opiate. And he was warning the Jewish people 45 years ago about the danger of Sabbati's teachings back in the 17th century. But how Sabbati had actually altered the teachings of Judaism and brought in some very sinister influence into the Jewish religion. Go ahead.
Right. Now, we have to return to Jerry Rabo. And once again, remember, middle of the road, Jewish history. We continue. He finally made the announcement for which the Jewish community had been waiting for 1,600 years. He would begin the redemption, the 15th day of Sivan, June 18th, 1666. Now, look, that date wasn't coincidental, and that's why I claim that the spread of Sabbateanism could only have been done with the Vatican. They were the only international organization that could spread it. Listen, communication wasn't so good in the 17th century. For that, you needed help. Look, June is the sixth month, and 18 divided by 3 is 666, and, 1666 is clear enough. Look, either Shabbat Shvi knew what he was doing, or somebody was helping him. But nonetheless, he declared he was the Messiah. But it didn't last for long, but look at some of the edicts that he declared. The new prayer for his followers, again, half the Jews of the world. The new, briefly, but nonetheless, he got that many. The new prayer was, praise be he who permits the forbidden. Can you imagine getting up every morning and saying that? That's their new prayer. And then he just goes bananas. All kinds of restrictions of the Torah were no longer applicable. He abolish the laws concerning sexual relationships. He declared that all of the 36 major biblical sins were now permitted, and he instructed some of his followers to perform the sins in order to hasten the redemption. Now, this insanity was taking place throughout the summer and fall of 1666, but came September, it all ended, beginning of fall, let's say. Well, the Sultan of Turkey just got sick of Sabtai's fee, and, well, he threatened to torture him to death unless he converted to Islam. Now, he relented, the coward that he was, really. But most of Jewry abandoned him. But not all. Now, there was one band that kept him the Messiah, and to this day, its effects have not gone away. Now, first of all, you have to understand that the conversion was a deep shock to his followers. But he had one follower, a rabbinical writer, his name was Nathan of Gaza. And by the way, to me, that's not coincidental. Nonetheless, he wrote this argument that in order to bring on the Reformation, Sabtai descended into the darkness of the Muslim world to gather the scattered fragments of the light of creation hidden there. Now, I don't know what people were thinking back then, but it sounds pretty nonsensical to me. But, and I'm again quoting from Rabel, there was an outward reality and an inner reality. Nathan transformed Sabbateanism into a theology of paradox. Once the followers accept the concept of paradox, they would be able to keep on believing in Sabtai's fee. Well, the inner circle bought this ridiculous argument and really stretching it, and continued to believe that Sabtai was the Messiah. Now, his followers were restricted to a sect, a Turkish sect called the Donma. By the way, whose activities continue to this day. Now, to let you know a little about the Donma, because Sabtai Tzvi became a Muslim, apparently to gather the scattered fragments of the light of creation hidden there, so did these Jews. They converted to Islam, but they, let's just say at home, they were Sabbateans. And by the way, when I was in Israel, I knew a Turkish woman who just thanked me for all the good the Jews have brought Turkey. And I said, what are you talking about? There are around 50,000 Jews there. And she said, nah, there are millions. Look, let's just say that the Donma became Muslims, and they produced, amongst others, Atatürk, the father of modern liberal Turkey, and also the massacre of 1.5 million Armenians. He was a Sabbatean.
Are you talking about Atatürk?
I sure am.
Okay, fine. I thought people don't remember Atatürk, but he suddenly took over, I think, in the 20s. He was very liberal. He certainly did not want Turkey to suddenly be overwhelmed by the Muslim faith, and he actually went right along with the military rule. Is that right, Barry? You know that certainly history better than I do.
Sure. It was just a side observation anyways. We got to go back to the Donma. They took over Sabbateanism. They're the ones that, well, would have died without them. Now, what the Donma did is they turn Purim, which is, a very happy children's festival. Mordecai, and he wins, and Esther wins, and Haman's the bad guy. It's a festival of victory. Well, the Sabbateans turned it into an annual orgy when members exchange spouses for a ceremony called Extinguishing the Lights. Again, this is from the 50 Jewish Messiahs, but not from Antelman yet.
Now, basically, is this in the 16th and 17th, pardon me, the 17th and 18th century this is going on?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, until Jacob Frank comes along, but he's coming. Look, Purim, look, it sounds like a great organization to belong to. Sounds like a lot of fun, but it's certainly not the Torah. They changed the practices, and now sharing wives was what Adonma did. And they cited biblical precedents, but this perversion of Judaism. Remember, Shabtai Tzvi taught that the Torah is right in the wrong degree. In other words, what the Torah says is wrong. That's what it comes down to. In other words, the classic do not murder becomes do murder according to the Sabbateans. And believe me, they turned that into practice.
And this whole story is incredible. It is certainly everything that was good became bad. Everything that was bad became good. And this is a component of Judaism which most Jews have never even heard of. Most Jews have never heard of Sabbateans, and they never heard of Joseph Frank. And, of course, we're going to get to Joseph Frank.
Jacob Frank.
And he comes along in the 1700s. But this certainly these groups are working, or this group is working, in the background of modern-day Judaism, and probably that very, very few Jews have any idea about it. We'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Samish right here at Radio Liberty.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Coach Barry is telling us about a fellow named Jacob Frank. Now, Jacob Frank was born 50 years after Trotsky had actually died. And he was actually living in Poland. And he supposedly was going to convert Jews to the Catholic faith, but he wasn't really. He was converting them, pretending to be Catholics, but they were still then practicing their old traditions. And were these traditions that they were practicing in Poland very similar to the traditions of Chicago?
Oh, my goodness. Frank in massively engaged in sexual orgies,
right? So
to purify the soul from its sin.
Right. So basically, of course, he was practicing exactly what Trotsky did, which was everything that was good in the Torah was bad. Everything that was bad in the Torah was good. And they did the same thing there with these Jewish people who supposedly were Catholics and Protestants, but they really weren't. And then, of course, for some reason, Jacob Frank moved his whole congregation to, and here he's got a lot of followers, and he moves them all to Frankfurt, Germany. And pick up the story there, Barry.
Well, look, the diocese recognized this sect of Judaism, and Jacob Frank got a lot of major donations. But what he was up to, I mean, he was engaged in, well, debauchery became therapy. That's what happened. Frank convinced his followers that the only way for their special form of Judaism to survive was for them to convert and become Christians. The same way the Dharma had descended into the world of Islam, in 1759, Frank delivered 5,000 new Christians to the bishop. Look, they came from Poland and Moravia, but also Turkey. They came all the way from Turkey to Poland to be converted. You can bet the Dharma were involved in this. Look, what the Frankists did as soon as they became Christian and were invited into courts in England, they offered to bring down Poland and the Catholic Church, all lies. From then on, they just lied. But he still ran out of money. And in 1786, he moved his court next door to Frankfurt, to Offenbach. There, Frank's money problems were somehow solved. And this is where Rabo, this is as far as he gets. He guesses it was because of his intelligence and espionage cells and stuff like that, but he doesn't know. This is where Antleman takes over, and he does know. Okay, so long conventional thinking, which is pretty darn spooky to know that this was the state of Judaism in the 17th and 18th centuries.
Now remember, Antleman, of course, is a Jewish rabbi. He's still living, but of course, 45 years ago, his book had come out to eliminate the opiate, and I'd read it at that time. I was aware of much of what Barry's writing about and talking about. I wasn't aware of all of it, though. So go right ahead. Suddenly, Rabbi Antleman wants to explain to people then about Joseph Frank, where he gets his money and what he's doing there in Frankfurt in 1786. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, look, Rabbi Antleman was a close friend of mine for 20 years at least. And it took me that long to realize he was right. It's a very complicated argument he's got. And it's not an easy one to break down the reality we've been living with and what's underneath it. I eventually saw he was right, but my goodness, if you're not buying this tonight, you might have to wait another 20 years. But Frankfurt at the time, 1786, was, well, it was the headquarters basically of the Jesuits through Adam Weishaupt and his Illuminati. And it was the headquarters of the nascent Rothschild financial empire.
And first, Rothschild, we call them certainly the Rothschilds today. Go ahead.
Well, okay. I'm actually pronouncing it right, but that's okay.
I know you're pronouncing it right, but the average individual doesn't know who you're talking about. So I got to make it so they can understand it. He's talking about the Rothschilds and basically this Jewish family that has done so much harm. Fabulously wealthy, but of course, in many ways, it's worked against the best interests of the Jewish people, but people don't understand that. We're going to be back again in just a moment with Barry Shamish as we explore this very, very important part of history, which few people understand. Even most rabbis don't understand this. Certainly a few have written about it. Ben Hecht has certainly written about it, and a few others tried to get people within the Jewish community to understand.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
He's just talking about how Jacob Frank moved his, certainly his congregation to Frankfurt. And how do you move a whole congregation? Well, he managed to do it. Here we are in 1786. And, of course, at that time, the Illuminati is there in Frankfurt. The Jesuits are there in Frankfurt. The Rothschilds are there in Frankfurt. And suddenly, Jacob Frank, who had all sorts of financial problems, suddenly he no longer has financial problems. And in all probability, it's Barry's contention. I think he's probably right that, of course, the Rothschilds certainly by this time they're beginning to understand how the monetary system works, and they help to fund this whole movement, which they think they can use for their purposes. Now, Barry, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get to your website, how they can get to your PayPal button. Then we'll get back to this fascinating story. Go right ahead.
Right. I hope. Look, if you really want to follow it, you go to lulu.com, www.lulu.com. You'll see a search box right in my name, Chamish. That's how you spell Chamish. The book you want is called Sheptaisti, Labor Zionism, and the Holocaust. Get the black and white book. Color books are rip-off. Black and white book is very reasonable. And my website is barrychamish.com. Yes, there's a PayPal button on the main page, and I'm very grateful, and I thank you in a way you'll like if you pitch in. All right, now let's get back. You've got a situation. Look, quite frankly, Frank became instantly wealthy because he was given a big handout by the Rothschilds, all right? There is no other explanation. None. Now, what you have now is the conspiracy that has been haunting mankind. All right, let's just take it from this point of view. The conspirators, this triangle, didn't have a lot in common. But they were all motivated. That's what they had in common. Rothschild could care less about the Illuminati and getting the Christians to face Rome again. But Weishaupt had a lot of connections. The problem was he was being shut down. In comes Jacob Frank, which, well, he must have an excellent espionage network. What happens is they coalesce. These three figures coalesce. Now, the Illuminati, it couldn't go on in Europe. It was banned everywhere. There's a story about a horseman on his way to the French Revolution. He fell and in his satchel were the plans for the revolution. There's all kinds of myths. We don't know how it happened, but they were banned. Now, what Weishaupt did was he said, well, we can't go on being who we are, we're banned, but what we're going to do is we're going to send our people to overrun another organization, and we'll change our tenets to their tenets over time. What he decided was to infiltrate English Freemasonry. All right, it's that simple. And, well, he did a fine job. Now, what you had, again, in the Freemasonic lodges of England and Scotland, was now the Illuminati over time. And it didn't take all that much time. You had a situation where the Illuminati, which now I remember, it's now the Illuminati really is Jacob Frank, the Sabbateans, and Weishaupt, and you could probably just say the Rothschilds as well. This became what is known by many people as the Illuminati. The whole darn conspiracy, but they don't know about the Sabbateans. And without that, they don't understand a darn thing, quite frankly. You have to understand that there were now two centers of activity. Germany and Britain. Germany raised, well, let's just start with the apostate Jews, Karl Marx and Frederick Engels. They were sent to London where they were allowed to publish their communist manifestos. Oh, my goodness, the Rothschilds, what they sent to America, agents like John Jacob Astor and Jacob Schiff, they financed the robber barons, the Rockefellers, the Morgans, who in 1922 founded the Council on Foreign Relations. Basically to overthrow the American Constitution, to switch the nation's diplomacy to a far more illuminatic bearing. But now we have to go where, well, where Antelman takes us and where Rabo doesn't. And let's just start with a basic fact. You have a situation where Germany is sending everybody to America to overturn the Jews. And in America, west of the Mississippi, they're 90% reform. I mean, they're breaking the rules left and right. But they didn't want to become Sabbateans. Now, we're going to have to go back to where this all led, and where it led is to disaster. Look, in 1932, do you know how many, well, I'll tell you, how many organizations represented German Jewry? There were over 250. In 1933, the end of 33, there was only one left, Labor Zionism. We're going to return to the significance shortly.
Well, now, how did they get rid of the other 200-plus Jewish organizations? How were they able simply to consolidate everything under the control of the labor Zionists, who are really part and parcel of this conspiracy you're talking about?
They just went in with their Nazi forces, government forces. They shut down the office. All the offices, only one was left, labor Zionism. Believe me, the Jews were not Zionists. Less than 1%, but there was only one organization left representing them. Now, look, you have to go back before this. It doesn't jump. We're jumping too far ahead. We'll get there. Now, look, the Frankists, their policy was kind of humane in a way. With Rothschild money and Jesuit power, the so-called Enlightenment was initiated, again, by a German apostate, Moses Mendelssohn. His whole family became Christian, but who knows what they were really doing or thinking. But what happened is that the Enlightenment began, and Napoleon was financed to liberate Jews wherever he conquered. The reform and conservative movements were financed to dilute the faith in America. Everything was moving their way, but the ordinary Jews just weren't cooperating with the evil. They wouldn't stop accepting the Torah morality. And, well, that morality would have to be removed permanently, and only those Jews practicing Sabbateanism eventually would be permitted to survive. All right, I know that you know European history is filled with pogroms and inquisitions and crusades, but I assure you, compared to what happened in after 1880, life was a picnic. Well, I don't have to tell you what happened from 1880 on. The Spanish Inquisition was horrible, but they didn't try and murder all the Jews. They sent them hightailing off to Holland and Morocco to get out of there, but they didn't murder them. What's coming up in this story is the takeover, the eradication of the old Judaism and the takeover of Sabbatean Judaism. Now, I'm not going to go into the Catholic Church and their effect on the Russian Cossacks, and just say this, that a wave of pogroms hit the Jews of Europe, the likes of which no one ever saw. No one ever saw them. The one, the Smolensky pogrom, killed 100,000 Jews. Now, while this was happening, the Germans, always it's the Germans, they're always the philosophers. You don't know their names. Maybe someone knows Nathan Birnbaum and Parrot Smoliskin, but these were the intellectual justifiers of Zionism, of returning to a safe home in Israel. But they didn't have charisma. One did, and that is Theodor Herzl. He could rally the masses as neither of them could, and he became the symbol of the movement. Now, here's where the modern horrors start. Look, if you read, look, he wrote a book called The Judenstaat, The Jewish State. It is the Bible of Zionism. Now, if you read any honest biography of Herzl, the same problem appears. Herzl said he wrote it in Paris during the summer of whatever, 1893, two, whatever it was, but he wasn't in Paris in that time. The book had to have been written for him. And by the way, anyone who can find Herzl's dreadful plays knows that his sudden departure from mediocrity was astounding. But he wasn't a good puppet. In 1901, Herzl, after touring, he had been all Turkey to Palestine and to Rome, the works. And he decided, he came up with an opinion that was not well accepted. He told the British, he said that Palestine is too tricky. There are too many, you've got Arabs and you've got Jews there who actually had real estate and they had property, and it's too tricky. He asked for a sanctuary in East Africa and Uganda, not long afterward. Look, that would have ruined all the Sabbatean's plans. All we know is that shortly afterwards he entered a Paris sanatorium. No one knows why. Never emerged. He died at 44. Even back then, that was awfully young to drop dead. Then everything changed. The Sabbateans put their people in charge. Again, always German educated. Drives me crazy. But here's the worst of them. Chaim Weizmann. Now look, the Balfour Declaration was a memo sent to Lionel Rothschild from Lord Balfour that the British would look fondly on a Jewish mandate in Palestine.
This
story.
Was right after World War One, right?
No, it was during World War One.
Well, okay, during World War One. Why, of course, this the Balfour Declaration. Go ahead.
Now, look, a lot of British troops went to secure Palestine. I mean, right from the fronts of Europe, it was a very risky and stupid thing to do, you would think. But they rescued Palestine, and now it became British. Chaim Weizmann became, he was the new Herzl. He was the leader of the Jewish agency. He took over. The British took over. The Freemasons took over. They all got, they got the Jews in their homeland. Now, look, without diving into the myths of the massive numbers of Arabs in Palestine, there were very few. And writers like Balzac or Mark Twain, they reported on the paucity of Arabs. The Jews were the majority in Jerusalem and Sfat and Tiberias. Now, what you've got is a new British, you've got a Sabbatean leadership arising in Israel. Weizmann takes over the Jewish agency. His name was Avraham Cook. In short, they had their own chief rabbi who was a complete outsider. In short, we are now going to jump to 1933, where the Jews make a deal with the Nazis.
This is not the Jews, this is the Zionists, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is.
Okay, now, I think you have to separate the Jews from the labor Zionists. A lot of Jews may be Zionists, but it is this labor Zionist which is the diabolical group.
I think it's much worse than that. When the Jews tried to escape Nazi Germany, look, Woodrow Wilson had a buddy, Colonel House. He put an end to America's open immigration policy. Now, after the Nazis rose, European Jews were rejected. They were rejected in Cuba, they were rejected in America, they were rejected in Canada. If they didn't choose Palestine, they chose death. They were returned to Germany.
All right, and I think that Colonel House then was the close advisor to both Woodrow Wilson, who of course went along with this, and then Franklin Delano Roosevelt. I think House died about 1936, but he had a tremendous influence on these two presidents, Woodrow Wilson and certainly Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And Roosevelt certainly considered House a very close advisor. And House, of course, was going right along with this whole idea of not letting the Jews come to America. Go right ahead. Because if they couldn't come to America, wherever they go, they go to Palestine. And it would fulfill the Zionist dream of a Zionist state. Go ahead, Barry.
Should I wait till the end of the music?
No, go right ahead. I'll tell you when to let up and we'll...
All right. Now, we have to go... Look, I didn't write the transfer agreement. Edwin Black did. There were writers before me who I owe a great deal to. Ben Heck, who wrote Perfidy, and Jacob Nuremberger wrote something called The Scared and the Doomed.
And, of course, the transfer agreement tells about secret negotiations between the Zionists and the Nazis about transferring Jews, transferring to Palestine. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Barry, go right ahead.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess that Barry Sammich. Barry, fascinating history. I'm sure our listeners certainly have enjoyed it, and I hope many of them will want to get copies of the program. We're going to have to let you go. We're out of time. Maybe we could do it again next week, okay?
I think we have enough for next week.
Okay,
yes.
Well, that's well planned. And good night. God bless.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And, of course, this is Dr. Stan. This is vitally important information, ladies and gentlemen. You have heard this evening one of the most important talks. And certainly have information from Barry we're going to put into a 4-CD set. We want you to understand this whole idea of the difference between Zionism and labor Zionism. But that's for another time. Right now, I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is putting on an all-day seminar. It's going to be at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course on the 21st of October. It's just about 3 weeks from now, on the 21st of October. You're going to need reservations. We're going to start at 8:15 in the morning. We're going to go until 6 o'clock in the evening. We're bringing in speakers from across the country. Going to be a great time. So if you'd like to come, you're going to have to have reservations because we're serving lunch. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, we want to mention that certainly Radio Liberty, my ministry, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Most ministries are having problems, and we are as well. But certainly right now, hopefully, we're going to be able to hold our own if people will just support, stand with us and support us so we can maintain our network of stations all across America. So you do that by calling 1-800-544-8927 if you have a product you'd like to advertise with us, or you'd like to make a donation, or you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or simply buy our books and buy our videos and buy our CD sets and buy our DVDs. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, to understand what's really going on in the world today, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Brotherhood of Darkness, or watch that talk that was from which the book came, called Brotherhood of Darkness. Or you can get the DVD. You can get the Brotherhood of Darkness special with the book, the DVD, and a tape. Or certainly you can, if you can't afford it, go up on our website at RadioLiberty.com, scroll down to videos and scroll down videos to Brotherhood of Darkness and watch it. It will give you tremendous insight into who really runs the world today and what lies ahead. And then, of course, we have a new talk. It's called Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. It comes with an excellent syllabus. We have a new talk. It's called Population Control, The Covert Agenda, because there really is a plan to kill off most of the people in the world today. And people sort of scoff at that. Why? I mean, how could that be? Well, ladies and gentlemen, they've already killed or prevented the births of about 4 billion people. They are killing millions of people every day because, of course, they're doing everything they can to promote cancer, and they're actively suppressing cancer treatments. And if you doubt that, you need to get our 4-CD set, The New Order of the Barbarians. The New Order of the Barbarians, where you'll hear what the talk that was given, or information about a talk given by Dr. Richard Day, who was the medical director of Planned Parenthood. The talk was given in 1969. And it lays out the insider's plan for the destruction of humanity. That's The New Order of the Barbarians, certainly one of the most informative and frightening and shocking CD sets we have. We hope every one of you want to get it. Because if you want to know about what happened on 9/11, we have certainly the DVDs put out by architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. And we have a whole flock of DVDs of what actually happened that day. But let me suggest the DVDs, the two of them, are by the people who put out the architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. We have two 4-CD, 4-tape sets on what happened on 9/11. We have one 4-tape set, a 4-CD set on. It's called Why Do the Buildings Come Down? You'll hear my two-hour interview with Sergeant Leo Chavez, a two-hour interview, I believe, with with a gentleman who is there.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Radio show. It is Monday, October 1st, 2012. You're in the right place. Wow. Lots of news. Lots of news that makes you say, wait a minute, whose side are the Senate and the House on? Did you ever think you would actually be wondering that? Well, today's news ought to pretty well tell you which side.